Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we finish 1 Thessalonians with chapter 5. Let's listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 28 verses of the final chapter of this book, all about the day of the Lord.
1 Thessalonians 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, "There is peace and security," then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober.
For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing.
We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves.
And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now, may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it.
Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss.
I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
We'll now take a last look into my journals when I was 37, 38, and 39 years old in 1992, 93, and 94. On 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in 1992, I wrote, "Be sons of light and of the day. Our deeds can be exposed, and that's okay." I was referring to verses 5 through 8. Referring to verse 9, I wrote, "Destined for salvation." And verse 11, "Encourage and build up one another." Verses 11 through 15, help people. Verse 16, rejoice always. And then I wrote, my spirit is often not in a rejoicing mood. Pray without ceasing. Verse 17, and I wrote, my prayer life is not what it ought to be. 1 year later, in 1993, I wrote, we are not people of the dark, but rather people of the light. Therefore, although Jesus may come as a thief in the night, we, being of the light and sober in spirit, should not be surprised, overtaken, when He comes. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another. I was referring to verse 11. And 1 year later, in 1994, we'll take a last look at my journals on 1 Thessalonians. I wrote, peace and safety. People are concerned about dying. Help me understand and help people find peace and safety in Christ. And then I quoted that verse, encourage and build up one another. Appreciate those over me. Rejoice, pray, give thanks, hold fast to that which is good. Faithful is He who calls you, who will bring it to pass. Amazing, in all my journals I didn't write one thing about the day of the Lord. So let's go back through the final chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Remember, they were concerned about the second coming. They were concerned that they may have missed it. So Paul is writing and saying that they really don't need to hear about this. They know enough. But he does go on to say in verse 2, "For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." In the next verse, he goes on to say some people would look at that and be afraid. But he says, "Because you're children of the light, not darkness, there's no need to be afraid of that night." Verse 4 says, "But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief." In other words, for us, there's no fear of the day of the Lord. Verse 9 says, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him." So Paul sets the hearts of the Thessalonians at ease with these comforting words about the day of the Lord. Verse 11, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." Next, Paul goes on to say about those of leadership, "Respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work." He goes on to say, "See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone." And then how about this? "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." And I wrote in my journal, I don't always have a rejoicing attitude, and my prayer life certainly needs improvement. And Paul continues, "Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil." Well, we could spend a lot of time on the laundry list of things we should be like. How are you doing with rejoicing always, or praying without ceasing, or giving thanks in all circumstances? In my flesh, I probably can't accomplish much of that, but thank God we have the Holy Spirit to help us. And if that's not enough, how about verse 23? "Now may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." In my lifetime, I've probably described myself in many ways, but I've never described myself as blameless. But oh, I'm giggling now, but I see verse 24 tells us how to do all this. "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." I wish it was that easy. But on a serious note, I have experienced the fact that he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. This ministry, the Ezra Project, is a great example of just that. He called me to do this, and he has been faithful. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians to answer a bunch of questions they had as an early Christian church. He probably thought he did a pretty good job answering those questions. However, he needed to write again, so he wrote 2 Thessalonians. You can find 2 Thessalonians in Ad Bible as well. So what's our practical application from this last chapter in 1 Thessalonians? Well, it's a pretty tall order, as we have already listened to. Respect those who labor among you. Be at peace among yourselves. Admonish the idle. Encourage the faint-hearted. Help the weak. Be patient with them all. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, test everything, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. How you doing so far? Lastly, keep your whole spirit, soul, and body blameless. And when you get all that done, let me know. Contact me at the Ezra Project and tell me that you've got this list mastered. When you do, I can't wait to meet you. Verse 25 closes with, "Brothers, pray for us," and I'm going to do that right now. Lord, we may have had a little fun with the end of this book, but you are serious about holiness. All these would be qualities of being holy, living a holy life. But Lord, in our human strength, we can't do it. So thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that can at least help us on the path toward these things. We thank you as you close this book with this promise that he who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. You are faithful. So help us with all these things in our lives. And as we see improvement in any of these areas, may we give you the praise and the glory. And as you shine us up, may we be an encouragement to one another and build each other up in you. Hallelujah. Amen.